Grandpa, I want to start with you. Let's see now, Grandpa, how old are you now? How old are you now?
I'm 87.
All right. Okay, you'll be 88 in March. Yeah. Okay, now, as a child, what was your first language? What was your first language?
German.
German. Now, it was not Alsatian?
Not Alsatian.
German. Well, how did you come to speak German? Was your mama German?
My father did speak German.
And your mother?
My mother speak German too.
All right, okay.
But she was Alsatian.
She was Alsatian?
Oh, yeah, she came from the old country, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure who she is.
All right, now where were you born, Grandpa? Where were
San Antonio.
You? In San Antonio.
I got a very shy
birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
Not this certificate.
Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. So your father came to the United States. This Casper Duner is is his father. Yeah. Right. It's Grandpa's father.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you were born here in the United States.
Before you go any further, the word Casper comes from his daddy's side. The old grandpa's name was Casper.
Oh, grandpa's really? Family
grandpa.
Name?
Grandpa's grandpa was Caspar.
Oh.
I plus Caspar C.
Okay, and then...
Based on these records.
See there. See, this is really neat. We got to sit down and really look at that sometime. Okay, now, you were born in San Antonio, but did your mother and father live out here, or were they living in San Antonio?
No, they lived in San Antonio. He worked for the brewery a long time. He drove the first streetcar, also with mules.
Uh-huh. Okay, when did they move out here?
I think it was about 7 years. About 7 years old.
Now, where did you live in San Antonio? What part of town did you live in?
Let me see. Grayson.
Grayson Street. Were there lots of German people living around there?
I couldn't say that.
Couldn't remember that. Okay.
Well, I know it's Bursch out there, but it's Mesquite Bursch.
Oh, okay. All right, so you were about 7 or 8 when you came out here, huh? All right, do you remember anything about moving out here or when you were a young boy? You remember anything about that? Now, you spoke no English. And you did not go to school? Did you say that you didn't go to school?
We went to school later on. Yeah, I went to school. I made my communion.
Mm-hmm.
Went long enough to school to make the communion. That's about all.
What would that have been? Did you think a year, 2 years, or 2 years?
Three years.
All right, now.
Mama never went to school, but about 3 years. They took dumb ones,
No, you're not dumb.
I know you're dumb. You're dumb.
Not at all.
But not stupid.
No.
Cut it off.
Say, Grandpa.
When he came to Castro, he called me a Lutheran.
A Lutheran?
Yeah.
They always had a thing for the Lutherans in Castro, you know? And he called me a Lutheran because I couldn't speak.
Oh, you only spoke German.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, now you, when you went to school out here, was school in German or in English?
Well, German and English.
German and English.
Sister school.
Uh-huh. But was it mostly in German and one class in English? Or?
Yeah, one class in English and one class in German.
Why did the sisters speak both?
They speak both of them. Sister Winston and all them, they were... Germans,
Did they speak German or Alsatian?
No, German.
Well, yeah. They would have to speak the standard dialect, They would have to, Hochdeutsch, I guess. Okay, why did your family move out here to Casterville?
That's a 64 question.
You don't have any idea? What kind of work did you say your daddy drove the streetcar in San Antonio?
Yeah, he worked for the brewery. Also, yeah.
Well, now, what did he do when he got out here?
Well, he started in farming. He sold his house and taking some farm implements on it, I believe, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He landed in the vine, I think. And then he came here.
So he went from San Antonio to Divine to here.
Yeah.
Now, did he speak English?
Yeah,
Did he speak English?
No, he speaks some English, yeah.
Uh-huh, and your mother?
Well, he speaks German.
Okay, how about your mother?
English and German.
She spoke both?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you can read, of course, we know you can read English, the newspaper. Could you read German?
I made my communion in German.
Right.
And I had a catechism in German, and I read every bit of it. But I never did read, and I don't know even the letters no more.
So it might have been the old German script, maybe, huh? Okay. Now, you said they called you a Lutheran when you came. Do you remember as a young boy ever feeling like you weren't accepted by the Alsatians or anything like that? No? You got along with them okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because you learned to speak.
Did they run you home?
Yeah, at first they did.
They run me home a couple of times.
I did, but after I got, man, I went to hell. Yeah.
Why did they?
Two, three of them came after me, and I backed up to a wall, and I hit them. I was strong. I was little, but I was strong.
Yeah. They just came after you, you know, as kids are kids, or was it because you didn't speak their language? Or?
I don't know.
Just kids, maybe. Stranger, yeah. Okay. Now, when... you may not be able to remember this, but you said in school then you learned both German and English.
Yeah.
But when you started school, you didn't speak any English, did you?
No.
So when you started school to make your communion, you spoke only German.
German.
Okay.
Serve God,
okay.
And go to heaven.
All right. Okay, now Grandpa, when you married Grandma Alice, now that was, of course, you were, how old were you when you got married?
24 years old.
24. Now by then you spoke English and German pretty well, huh? And how about Alice?
She was pretty well. She went to school.
Yeah. And she spoke,
she
did she also?
All my work.
Did she speak Alsatian or German?
She speaks Alsatian and German.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, when you had your kids, Uncle Charlie and Uncle Gene, let's see, it was Uncle Charlie, Uncle Gene, Oscar, no, Uncle,
you,
Uncle Oscar, Uncle Gene, Mama, and Uncle Ian.
Yeah.
Now, Grandpa, in the home, when these kids were little, growing up,
Alsatian.
You spoke Alsatian in the home, huh? So there was no English spoken in the house?
No.
Because Grandma Maglin lived with us.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
Grandma Maglin raised them.
Who raised us.
And she didn't speak any English.
She spoke Alsatian, that's all. And when we moved down to this house, he said we started talking English around here now. So we all learned.
So y'all moved to this house over here. Now where did you live before?
We're at Mary Geary.
Grandmary.
Oh, okay.
That was Grandma's place.
You know, today I
went in with Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
When I married. And I came over.
Yeah,
Grandma didn't hit me, no. I never let no grass grow under my feet. I worked. Not like them boys do now.
Okay, so when y'all were growing up, then there was only Alsatian spoken in the house. Well, now when they moved here, then you decided that they'd speak English, huh? When you moved to this house.
Yeah. And my grandma lived with me here.
Mm-hmm.
She lived with me 15 years. I lived with her 11 years. And all the children are born up there. Not here.
No, all of us were born up there.
Well, now, Grandpa, when you, now you were working like you had a freight wagon, right?
Huh?
You had a freight wagon, didn't you?
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I ran a powder wagon one time. I bought apples in San Antonio by the load.
Mm-hmm.
They shipped them in from Washington, and they were, you know, loose in cars.
Okay.
And they put them in baskets, and I bought baskets, loads of them.
All right.
Them out.
Now, in your, when you were doing this kind of thing, this was your work. This is how you made a living.
Absolutely.
Did you speak English or did you speak Alsatian?
No, English. I speak English.
Well, I know, but where did you go in your work? Did you go back into San Antonio?
San Antonio, Guggenheim Goldschmidt, after they knew me. Guggenheim Goldschmidt told me to load up $75 or $80 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And paddle it out. No money. And come back and pay me. And load up again. Wasn't that good, Dave?
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Can't do that.
Guggenheim Goldschmidt.
Jews. They were Jewish people, yeah.
I go along with them people. I always raise hell about Jews, but they're sure good to me.
Okay, so when you did that kind of work, you spoke English. But now, here in the community, when you were in Castroville, what language did you speak?
Alsatian.
All right, now, do you speak Spanish also?
I speak a little bit, yeah.
Did you have any dealings with any of the Spanish people, Mexican people who were living here, like the Regosas or some of those?
Yeah, I had Luis, after I started the filling station, I had Luis all the time. Yes.
Luis Fuentes.
Yeah, Luis Fuentes.
How about, wasn't Sam Gavan, Raul? Sam
Gavan was a good friend of mine.
Yeah. What
was the other Gavan, Raul?
The other Gavan was the father of the Gavans. Oh, brother. No, he was a brother.
It was Raul.
Yeah, I took him in partner with him at the Kiefer place up here. Right across from the butcher shop.
Edder's garage.
I bought that place.
I remember that place.
And me and the old man had a little store there. I was in partner with him. I made money there. A penny. We sold a lot of tequila and stuff like that were shipped in here all around the rest of Mexican Street stuff in there. And they made good money, but Galvan didn't make no money. He made money, but he threw it away. He gambled, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, Grandpa, you said, I'm going back to something again. You said when you first came out here, you know, they kind of made fun of you and you were a little different. But you learned Alsatian, if I understand this correctly, you learned Alsatian to fit in with these people. And at that time now, let's think back to when you were a young man, you know, just married and all. Did most of the people here speak only Alsatian?
Mostly Alsatian on the street.
Yeah.
Was in the store.
Mm-hmm. And so the only time you needed to use English was when you dealt with the Americana, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Uncle Charlie, how old are you?
I'm 61 years old. I'm 62. February.
62?
February.
Back to this now. Do you remember then, like you said, y'all spoke Alsatian out on the school grounds, you spoke Alsatian at home, but when you went to school, you were trying to learn English. How did you feel about learning English? I mean,
we really wanted to because lots of people laughed at us from other towns, how we talked And of course, when the Alsatians got together, they always talked to Alsatian, the boy. Mm-hmm. And that still goes on in some of the places on the farm, by the way.
Sure.
And well, lots of people came over from Pando and Divine, or down in the Black Creeks down there, and they'd say, well, they laughed at us because we spoke Alsatian, so we want to learn English.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what kind of contact did you have with them? I mean, was it...
Mostly through the schools, when they were coming over here for different games, exhibits, and stuff like that.
Oh,
we started having those things, the county meet,
uh-huh.
and all that stuff.
Okay, so that was your
contact. Of course,
contact.
We didn't pronounce all the words quite right, either, and that's what they laughed at.
Mm-hmm. But now, most of the kids who were in school were Alsatian, huh?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So it wasn't with other classmates that you felt embarrassed.
No,
it was with the outside world. This contact started.
Yeah,
okay, so that was your motivation
to
fit in.
I don't see how we can get that way without sugar.
Now, did y'all have radio at home? Did you have radio?
No, we didn't have radio. The first radio we had when we moved down here.
Yeah,
that's the first radio. And I think we all sat around the table listening to the radio.
That was the first radio, you know, that we had here. Really, it was really loud and good. Old Pine made it.
Pine Sugar.
They had mechanics.
Harry Almadorf had a crystal set.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go, and he'd have two of these crystal sets, and we'd take one of them and sit by his little room he had up there, where right behind Dr. Burchett. He had kind of an office there, and we would listen to a radio. Well, what he picked up, I guess he picked up nothing out of San Antonio. WAI, I believe, was the place, too.
So that was English, of course,
yeah,
that you heard on the radio. And how many years did you go to school?
Through high school.
You finished high school?
Yeah.
Not the
school.
Catholic
school. No, the public school I finished. I went to Catholic school through the seventh grade.
Did they have high school at that time?
Yeah.
Catholic school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the public school.
Yeah.
The Catholic school became a high school that year, and the public school became a high school the next year.
Oh, okay.
32, 33. Then I went to Bennett College for 3 months on my own, and I worked at Firestone Time Rubber Company.
Okay. Now, all right, now, okay, when you were older, let's say you were going to high school, now you switched over to the public school. Mm-hmm. Now, the kids there were predominantly not Alsatian.
That's right.
They were American, other American, and Mexican-American.
And Alsatian or Mexican was forbidden to be taught on the school.
No Alsatian and
no
Spanish.
Although we took Spanish, and I took German in school.
Over there. Oh, really?
Yeah. I took 1 year in
German.
Mm-hmm.
And the other German I took
was, of course.
Yeah. We had to learn in German.
Right.
Okay, so by the time you were getting older into high school, you spoke pretty good English.
Oh, yeah. That was
okay. It was the first few years.
Sure. It was first 4 or 5 years in the grade school, 4 years, probably more.
Okay. All right, now, when you...
I had one that I got here, it was black, dark.
See, I didn't leave this on the fumes very long.
Just
for 2 days.
You continue to speak Alsatian, though, as a young man after you finished school and all. Now, you said you worked in San Antonio for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, but and then you came back out
back
here?
Back out here, yeah.
All right, and you got into
right before I went to service, see, I come back and took over the service station from Dad in the liquor store. And of course, still in those days, all the farmers, they all spoke Alsatian, everybody. Any business I had to. And especially when we were saying something you didn't want certain people to know, well, you spoke Alsatian.
Yeah, right.
And anyway, then I had to go to service.
Okay, so that was my question. Who did you speak English with, and who did you speak Alsatian with? Did you just answer that?
Yes.
In your business,
yes.
If they were Alsatian, you spoke
Alsatian. And when they were, as usual, a stranger to stop by, they are would go to. Well, we speak English, and we could hold a pretty good conversation.
Okay, now.
Most of them, when new people moved in, the old people used to say, "Pasu, such as many cars fast."
You understand it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they say that the other day? Yeah.
More than once, I heard that.
Sure. Well, now, how about Spanish? Did you learn to speak Spanish?
I took in 2 years Spanish in high school, too.
Mm-hmm. You speak Spanish, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Good enough to get by.
Yeah. You use
it. In fact, I had to be an interpreter at Atlanta, Georgia this last week.
Really?
Yeah. Went back with Faraday, trying to get home, and the plane from Atlanta to San Antonio was canceled out with us, and we had, so they gave him a free room that night.
Can you talk Spanish?
Yeah, I took it in high school.
Okay.
Until she went to school.
Oh, really?
That's right. She'll tell you that. But
But then she lost her German.
Well, lost her German, yeah.
Well, not being in a, I mean, being in Castroville is such a enclosed community that you can keep the language alive. Where you're living in San Antonio, it's a little bit harder because you got all kinds of people.
You look around,
even though St. Joseph's was predominantly German.
Yeah, but they kept this thing pretty much enclosed here.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Okay. All right, so English was the language spoken in the home. All right. Charlie, now, we're down to you.
Right.
Okay, what is your age?
34.
34. Are you sure that's right?
Or maybe 35.
You're 35, I'm going to be 33.
Am I 35?
I don't know. I'll be 33 in December.
You were born at 44, huh? 44.
When's your birthday?
54, 64, 74, 30.
Okay. All right. Now, you were born in Castroville?
No, I was born in San Antonio during World War II. My dad was overseas.
Okay. So your daddy was overseas. And y'all lived probably with the staff on grandma. Yeah. Okay. Your first language, of course, is English. Would you like to take claim to a second language?
Well, you know, I thought about this and spoken around Castroville. Learned a little bit in school from the other kids in school.
Yeah,
right. We had such things as certain things on baseball were outstanding, referred to, and I can remember. We had a dance in high school. You remember called the High Schlock Bop?
Yeah.
Breath Opera. And what else?
Well, see, when you were in school, you still had people like Mike Chearhart and Norman Youngman.
Yeah.
Very conversational ability. in just the 14 or 15 minutes I was there. And I'm listening.
I learned how to language a lot. You speak